Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday's study of the Word. This Sunday's study text is entitled, Praise God for Justice and Righteousness, and it is based on Psalm 9, verses 1 through 12. The book of Psalms is filled with passages that encourage and tell the readers to praise God. One of the reasons for all this praise is the natural result from the descriptions, attributes, and character of God the Psalms give of God. The first two verses of the study text admonish us to praise God for His marvelous works, because His works causes us to be glad and to rejoice. We simply could praise God for being God alone. But the psalm writers, in addition to that, give us reasons to praise God. The next few verses of the psalm provide us with reasons to joyfully and gladly praise God. God is not neutral in the affairs of humanity. He is the world's referee. He is the world's enforcer of justice and the standard bearer and establisher of righteousness. Those who seek justice, those who cry for mercy, those who seek His face, have a friend and protector in God. This psalm describes God as being an eternal judge whose throne cannot be moved. Everyone who stands against the righteousness of God, who opposes and oppresses the weak or poor, and ignores their cause, is described as the wicked. The fate of the wicked is total and complete annihilation. God will execute judgment upon them and will come to the aid and rescue of those who seek to take advantage of them. God is described as a refuge for those who are victims of the wicked, and a safe place for them who place their trust in Him. That doesn't mean those whom God cares about and those who suffer at the hands of the wicked will be delivered out of every situation and circumstance. But it does mean that God will not forget them, what was done to them, and will avenge them and make things right toward and with them. These are some of the reasons the psalm writers say God should be joyfully and gladly praised. He is on the side of the pure in heart. He is on the side of the poor in spirit. He is with those of a broken spirit and a contrite heart. He will seek justice for those who are and have been the recipients of those who oppose and take advantage of their fellow human beings. Therefore, all who seek justice and righteousness and are the recipients of injustice and unrighteousness have reason not to despair. Jesus said, "Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, because they shall be filled or satisfied." Jesus suffered the injustices and contradictions of sinners. When He was abused, He did not retaliate. When he suffered, He made no threats. But He entrusted and committed Himself to Him who judges justly and righteously. We today are called to imitate His example and trust God, our Maker and Creator of the universe and Father of Jesus Christ, the eternal righteous judge and referee, to make everything right. In summary, this psalm is saying to us that the wicked will not get away with their wickedness, and that God is on the side of those who seek His righteousness and will defend and avenge them. And though he allows them to suffer, their suffering is redemptive and is never overlooked or forgotten. If and when they are called to suffer, there is a higher and often unseen cause and meaning for their and for this God loves them and will make it right. We may have to cry, but we can rest assured that God will wipe all tears from our eyes. These are just a few reasons to praise God. Well, again, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and study and discussion this Sunday. And remember to fear God and keep His commandments.